Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.
I'm Alan Stanford, and welcome to Lear in Longford. This is a play that's absolutely rigid with letters. There's a positive postbag going on. Everybody seems to be sending letters to everybody else, but it's all to do with the fact that information is important. Aside from the dramatic and emotional plots that are going on, there's a huge subplot of a war, a civil war that is brewing and taking place and eventually bursting out in the play. There's one letter in particular that's terribly important. It's a letter that's written by Goneril to Edmund. In it, she basically proposes that he murder her husband and marry her. Now, that letter is actually an act of high treason, since, because of the way the social order was worked out, her husband, Albany, is actually more important than she is. She sends the letter with her faithful servant, Oswald. Oswald would rather die than give that letter up. He passes through Regan's house. Regan offers him just about anything in order to get the letter. He refuses. He then goes on his way trying to find Edmund to deliver the letter, and on his way comes across old Gloucester. He tries to kill him and is himself killed. But with his dying breath, he says, "Hand that letter to Edmund," without realizing that he's put it into the hands of Edgar, Edmund's brother. Edgar reads the letter, realizes his importance, takes it on to Albany. At the moment that he's giving the letter to Albany, Edmund, who is the subject of the letter, is there with him. It's the most exciting piece of dramatic construction, that one piece of information that's eventually going to bring Goneril and Regan and Edmund down is there all the time within Edmund's grasp.
Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.